Hey, welcome to E21 Go Sports. I'm Easton Durant, and in this episode, we'll be talking about the NBA playoffs and who the best player in the NBA draft is. So, the Toronto Raptors are playing the Milwaukee Bucks in the Eastern Conference Finals. Kawhi Leonard is leading the Raptors with 31.8 points per game, and the Milwaukee Bucks leading scorer is no other than Giannis Antetokounmpo with 27.4 points per game. He's leading the Bucks in three categories, which is points, rebounds, and steals. The way that I think this series is gonna go out is that I think if the Raptors are gonna win, it would be a surprise for me if the Raptors did lose to the Bucks. For TV, I think the Raptors would be a pretty good series against the Warriors, but it would also mean if Kawhi Leonard went to the NBA Finals with the Raptors, that would lead to a really, really, really high chance that he could stay in Toronto for another season. The Golden State Warriors are playing the Portland Trail Blazers, who beat the Denver Nuggets last round in Game 7. The Warriors' leading scorer is Kevin Durant with 34.2 points per game. And Portland Trail Blazers is Damian Lillard with 28.4. So in that series, I think we know who it is going to go to. Me personally, I think the Warriors are going to win, and if a better matchup for the NBA would be Raptors versus Warriors, because that could set off another, because it can show that Kawhi Leonard can hold his own against the best team in the NBA, which he has already, but I'm just saying, if he could beat the Warriors, it would lead to a higher price for him to be on an NBA team. For Kevin Durant and Klay Thompson, it could show that they could have to leave, or they could stay to try and win another one. So, the best player in the draft, the best ready player in the draft, has to be Zion. Zion and Jamorant are the most pro-ready right now, which means that they will start tearing up the league the second they go into. Either one of those could be good, but I think Jamorant could be better, because in the first couple of games, everyone will be wanting to block and lock down Zion in every single possession, because he's supposed to be the next, quote, LeBron, where Jamorant, he came from a small school and needs to prove himself. Take that back. But with the draft lottery tonight, we'll see how it goes with the Knicks, Suns, and Cavs all with the best chance. If the Knicks are going to draft him, I think they should keep him or keep the number one pick and not trade it for Anthony Davis, because I think that would be a bad trade. If I were a Knicks fan, I would want to have Zion as one of the star players on my team and one of the franchise players on my team. Otherwise, the Knicks are going to kind of trade it up. That's the one concern. The Suns and the Cavs would keep the pick. They would have to, because I don't think Anthony Davis would want to go to either one of those teams for a trade. Not saying that he gets to choose, but he chooses to play for those teams. Where the Knicks, if they traded for Anthony Davis, I think that he would play for them. Another player that may be a good franchise player would be RJ Barrett. RJ Barrett is a good leader, is a really good leader. He had to pretty much almost carry Duke before the tournament where they were missing Zion. I think the picks are gonna go Zion, Jamorant, RJ. That's how I think the picks are gonna go to. If the fourth pick is debatable, it could be Cam Reddish, it could be anyone else. Probably would be Cam Reddish, but you never know with the with the trades all shaking up, could shake up everything. Well, thanks for listening to E21 Go Sports. As always, I'm Easton Durant. You can subscribe to us on YouTube at E21 Go Sports Podcast, and you can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at E21 Go Sports. Thank you.